27680.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On the airline business blog, Edward Russell asks, how will United use its 787-10s? I've said it once and I'll say it again, he writes. United Airlines has options with its Boeing 787 orders. The Chicago-based carrier's latest order for 20, roughly 320-seat -10 variants, only reconfirms this fact. The aircraft are slated to replace older, less efficient aircraft, according to a release, but, considering that their deliveries are 5 years out, could really be used for anything. And now, reports from the amazing team of FlightGlobal.com, based at the Paris Air Show. Boeing and Embraer have entered a joint marketing agreement for the Brazilian airframer's developmental KC-390 tactical transport. Boeing will lead sales, sustainment, and training for the type in the U.S., U.K., and select Middle East markets, say the two companies. The news was disclosed in a press briefing hosted by Embraer Defense and Security Chief Executive Luiz Carlos Aguiar and Boeing Vice President Chris Raymond. The two companies declined to name the Middle East markets in which Boeing will lead marketing efforts, nor the number of KC-390 aircraft they hope to sell in each country. Embraer views the KC-390 as a potential replacement for the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. Its maiden flight is scheduled for 2014. General Atomics and CAE have signed a Memorandum of Understanding under which the pair will explore ways to provide UAV training to countries outside Canada. We are pleased to expand our partnership with CAE to focus on international opportunities beyond Canada, enabling us to offer a global training solution for our aircraft, says Frank Pace, president of Aircraft Systems Group at General Atomics Aeronautical Systems. CAE's expertise in modeling and simulation technologies and integrated training services, including extensive experience in aircraft mission training systems and simulators for remotely piloted aircraft, is a strong complement to General Atomics' proficiency in the design and manufacture of proven reliable aircraft systems and ground control system. The partnership will explore training for unmanned aircraft such as the Predator BMQ-9 Reaper, Predator C, and Predator XP. United Airlines is ordering 35 Airbus A350-1000s, which will include conversion of 25 previously ordered A350-900s to the larger model. The carrier's order comprises 10 additional aircraft on top of the conversion, Airbus confirmed during the Paris Air Show. A350-1000s will be exclusively powered by Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines. United expects to take delivery from 2018. Abu Dhabi's Etihad Airways has become the first customer of U.S.-based predictive maintenance specialist Tolaris. The UAE carrier signed an agreement with the Dallas-based joint venture between General Electric and technology services provider Accenture to monitor and analyze maintenance data of selected aircraft systems in order to predict equipment failures and tailor MRO processes accordingly. The deal follows a trial phase in 2012 and will initially be limited to auxiliary power units, bleed air and air conditioning systems across the airline's Airbus and Boeing fleets. Enstrom Helicopter is turning up the heat in the closely fought piston single helicopter market with a new two-seat offering under development. The Paris Air Show debutante says it is also looking to produce a new entrant in the light turbine helicopter sector to rival the new short light single being developed by Bell Helicopter and the in-production Eurocopter EC-120 Colibri and Robinson R-66. We want to offer a larger five-seat version of our 480B, but with more power and an asking price to rival our competitors, says Enstrom Chief Executive Jerry Mullins. We are hoping to get the go-ahead from our parent company, Chongqing Helicopter Investment, and then we can press ahead with development.